Hi there. My name is Connie Goldsmith, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my new book, Understanding Coronaviruses. A friend asked me why I wrote this book, and I said I got lucky. My publisher, Lerner, asked me to write it because in 2019, they had published another book of mine, which was titled Pandemic, and it was told about the environmental causes that led up to past pandemics and current and new pandemics. The biggest challenge in writing about this was keeping up with the continuous flow of new information I received every day. Writing nonfiction is all about research and finding the experts. I follow the CDC, the World Health Organization, and several other groups that specialized in infectious diseases. I subscribe to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and access to a number of medical journals. And best of all, I set a Google alert, which provided me with articles every day from across the country about the pandemic. My research usually includes reading other books about the topic I'm writing about, but this time this was so new, there was little available. I always include personal interviews in my books. For this one, I talked to several teens and teachers. Quotes in the media from patients and healthcare providers and experts rounded out my research. My local newspaper featured the story of a young woman named Chris who survived a very serious case of COVID-19. I contacted her through Facebook, and she asked if she would talk to me, and she agreed. So in this book, I tell her story from becoming ill to her full recovery. I'm going to read a few words that Chris wrote about when she got better. Chris said in my book, 6 months ago, I couldn't breathe and was put in an induced coma and put on a ventilator. 5 months later, I woke up and couldn't speak. 4 months ago, I couldn't get out of bed without being short of breath. 3 months ago, I couldn't walk a mile. 2 months ago, I couldn't climb a stairs. Today, I did more than I thought I could ever do again. I did something I used to love with the people that I love. A few months ago, I would have told you that hiking and backpacking were part of my past. Now look at me. My book closes with a wonderful photo of Chris hiking in the Sierra Nevada foothills. She's throwing up her arms in a sign of victory over COVID. She shows us that even in the midst of this terrible pandemic, there is hope.
Thank you for listening to the Lerner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.